Cat with a prolapsed uterus. One day I got a call from the local owner of the dry goods store in Bella Coola. Her cat had delivered a litter of three and had prolapsed her uterus. This meant that the womb had fallen out of the birth passage along with the last kitten. The woman had called the vet in Williams Lake and asked if she should drive the cat in to have it checked. The vet said he didn't think there was a need to drive the difficult road in winter if the local doctor would be willing to resolve the problem. According to the vet, all that was needed was to push the uterus up into the vagina and put in a purse string suture. A purse string suture is a continuous running suture that pinches off a hole or orifice, in this case, the vagina. When I received the call from the local dry goods store proprietor, she told me the vet's advice. I said I'd be more than willing to help out as long as the pharmacist would put the cat to sleep. After his success with the horse, granted no hesitation putting the cat to sleep. When the cat was well anesthetized, I pushed the uterus back up into the birth canal and performed the purse string stitch. The woman was very thankful and the cat seemed no worse for wear. Unfortunately, Grant had given the cat a hefty dose of tranquilizer. It didn't wake up for 2 days. When it did, the owner called to say that the cat appeared to be bearing down as if she was still in labor. I reassured her that the uterus was empty when I put things back in place. The cat continued to bear down, however, as if it was pushing in the third stage of labor. So Mrs. K, the cat's owner, decided that she had to do something, and she cut the purse string suture. Out came a fourth kitten. The cat's uterus unfortunately prolapsed again. This time when Mrs. K brought the cat to the clinic, it became apparent that the cat had a bicornate uterus. This means that when I pushed the uterus back up inside, I hadn't realized that cats have two horns to the uterus. So when I performed the procedure and sewed things off, I had no idea there was another kitten inside. Fortunately, the kitten survived and developed normally. And despite a second surgery, the cat also did well. Now, news traveled quickly up the Bella Coola Valley. In no time, my obstetrical practice tailed off precipitously. Word got out that it wasn't a great idea to go and see the new young doctor at the hospital. After all, he sews up vaginas when there are babies still inside.